Okay, chaver. So on Sotah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, there are three points of dispute between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael holds that all these items are reshus. Rabbi Akiva says that they are chova. The one that brings us into Maseches Sotah is the din of Vikine is Ishto. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it is a Rishus. Rabbi Akiva says it's chova. Similarly, lo yitama, in terms of a kohen being metamei for one of its relatives, and similarly for the din of la olam behem ta'avodu, that's also machlokes Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva, is it Rishus or chova? Everything is really wonderful. Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos says, how can there be a dispute between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, whether it is Rishus or Chova? But one second, we know that there's 613 mitzvos, and are you going to tell me that we have more or less? That would be like sacrilegious, that can't happen. So what exactly is going on over here? That's Tosfos' question. Correct? So Tosfos answered, well, you take some away and you add some in, and everyone has 613. And the Meiri, in fact, over here writes that everyone agrees that there are 613 mitzvos. No one disagrees. Everything is grand and amazing. However, what we pointed out is that the Ramban, in his Hasaga on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban says, who says we agree that there are 613 mitzvos? Mehechatesi, how do you know there are 613? Yes, Reb Simoy said so. But, I don't know, maybe not. Okay, so that is the basic thesis, is what we covered last time. I'd like to suggest another answer to Tosfos' question, based on some Rambams. So, how do I paskin, ladies? Do I paskin that kinui is reshus or chova? So Maimonides, in the fourth chapter, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Sotah, Halacha Yudches. Who does the Rambam passing like? Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Sophia says. Anyone disagree with her? Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Okay, so now let's fight this out. What evidence is there that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, Elisheva? Look at it inside. People have the Rambam on.
It says
what? The Rambam says mitzvah chachamim, right? The Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Yudches says that there is a mitzvah to do kinoi. So that sounds Rabbi Akiva dick, no? Well, in the end, the Rambam says that you should only do kinoi with like a certain presence of mind. You shouldn't be joking, etc. What? You shouldn't rush to do kino. You do kino, it's like serious business. That's what the Rambam writes. The last Rambam's in Hilchos Sotah. So it sounds like Rabbi Akiva. Right? That's what Elisheva said, and I think Esti agreed. Okay, who wants to push back? Translate the words. Mitzvahs chachomim.
Well, mitzvah doesn't seem like a
613. Not one of the 613. Mitzvahs chachomim means rabbinic. I apologize. My hearing aids are off tonight.
The Rambam doesn't count
the Rabbanans. Nachon. So, according to the Rambam, at least with respect to Kinui, there is no question. But yes, there's a Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Is it Rishus or Chova? But Tosfos is Hokasha. Aye. Doesn't this set off our whole calculation of 613 mitzvos? For the Rambam, there ain't no problem, because the Rambam is saying, yeah, there's a mitzvah to do kinui, according to what? There's a mitzvah midrabanan to do kinui. So therefore, of course, it's not part of the list. Now, once I'm saying it's a mitzvah midrabanan, of course, my bets are off, and maybe Sophia is actually right. Maybe the Rambam is really paskening like Rabbi Yishmael, that it is Rishus, right? Meaning on the level of Da'iraisa, it's a Rishus. But then, right, Midrabanan, the Machlokis Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. You know, it sounds like they are disagreeing on the level of Da'iraisa. There's a pasuk in the Torah, It sounds like we're really bothered by questions on the level of Doiraisa. Well, maybe the answer is that the Rambam actually paskins like Rabbi Yishmael. And Kol Davar Mekamo Yavo B'Shalom. Yes, ma'am.
I remember last year when we were doing Bamei Malkin, we were talking about lighting candles was a chuba. We did a whole nisugi about the word.
About maybe you make a bracha. The machlokes between the bnei Narvon and the Rabbi Notan. I make a bracha on halakas and Shabbos. Okay.
Wasn't the whole thing like chuba? Like it's a weird thing. Maybe it doesn't actually mean chuba. Like, they came up with, like,
Mai Machronim. So, Mai Machronim is Chova. Right, the Tosis invoked Mai Machronim Chova. That's, like, a technical question, I think, in terms of making a bracha. That certain things could be Chova. What that means is you better do it. It's really important. But not necessarily is it something that you get a bracha. The Bnei Narvonim say there's no bracha on Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. Just like Mai Machronim is Chova, it's to protect me from becoming blind, because of the melach stomis, so hadlakas neir Shabbos is there to protect me from tripping over the etzim va'avonim at home. So it's not really a mitzvah. It's there to protect me from something else.
So is it just that mitzvah, when the word chov is used, it's not really a mitzvah?
Well, I think in that context, I think what that tosis means by chov is that the mitzvah in both of those cases is to avoid some untoward consequence.
So why can that also apply here with Isha Sota?
Speak to me.
No, because if you're saying maybe it's preventative that we don't want you sleeping with Isha, like if it's from Isha, but maybe like Kinoi itself
is... So Kinoi is, again, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're saying that Kinoi is a chova. And what does that mean? Why would it not be listed as one of the 613?
Chova could be prevented, and maybe inherited in itself isn't. It's just a siyah for something else.
Yeah, so so the Keren Ura says something along your lines. The Keren Ura says that maybe in our sugya, we're talking about v'kine is ishta, we're talking about le'olam behem ta'avodu. These are not full-fledged mitzvos. Le'olam behem ta'avodu means keep your slave as your slave. So that's not really a mitzvah. It's like, don't make waves. Keep things the way they are. V'kine is ishta also is saying, what? What's a v'kine is ishta? It's not a full-fledged mitzvah, says the Keren Ora, because it's here just to protect the institution of marriage. You're warning, the fellow is warning his wife not to hang around with other men in order to protect the marriage. It's not really a mitzvah, it's just a preventative measure, a protective measure. I think that's what the Keren Ora suggests, which is pretty much what you're suggesting also. Lo yitama, how does that fit in? He says something. I didn't like it very much. That's why it's hard for me to remember. But that's what the Keren Ora says about those two. Ms. Rocklin.
Why can't we just say that it's a mitzvah under... It's not a mitzvah unto itself. It's just part of Sota. And then it doesn't get counted separately.
So another way of doing it is to say that all these things are not independent mitzvos. They're part of some larger thing. So v'kinei sishto is part of the mitzvah sota. And lo yitama is part of the mitzvah of aveilus.
Right, like it might still be and shoot, but within...
Nachon. You could certainly say that, so therefore it's not counted independently as one of the taryag. That is another way out. So again, for the Rambam, what I have is an interesting suggestion. You see, Abigail is suggesting as follows. Maybe the reason why these things are not independent mitzvahs is because they're not independent mitzvahs, because they are part of something else. And that would work by all of them. The fact that Tosis asks the Kasha, your answer is pretty good. I don't know why Tosis is still bothered, but okay, Tosis still has the Kasha. What we're suggesting now, though, is that the fact that the Rambam tells me that it's a mitzvah chachomim, which, by the way, leaves open the possibility. I'm not sure. Is it according to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Akiva? We had that dispute. Well, once it's the Rabbanon, so of course it won't interfere with the Taryag. Let's go, Eliana.
How is the Rambam saying that, like, it's the Rabbanon?
Like, why does that make sense? No, it's not that Kinoi. The institution of Kinoi is an institution, the Torah speaks about it. But should I do it?
So,
Right? The Torah is speaking matter-of-factly. When there was a husband once upon a time with the kinoi to his wife. Right? But should I do it? So Zok the Rambam, right? That's what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah means you should do it. Zok the Rambam, mitzvah chachamim. Rabbinically speaking, you should do kinoi. Now, right, that's the way the Rambam understands it.
So then, are they arguing? So he's saying they're arguing in the Gemara on a Derabban level, or the argument is not, or we don't know.
I mean, I think what the Rambam is saying is they're arguing on a Derabbanan level, right?
How are they?
The whole thing is the Gemara does not sound this way. Right. I acknowledge that the Gemara sounds like we're playing the Oraisas, but the fact that the Rambam Acharei Kichos Hakol says Mitzvos Chachamim could mean one of two things. Either the Rambam could mean that I hold like Rabbi Akiva, and somehow Rabbi Akiva is taking this as an asmachta, or the Rambam is saying I hold like Rabbi Yishmael, but even so, according to Rabbi Yishmael, midrabbanan, you're supposed to do it. It's a mitzvah derabbanan. Right? Those are the two possibilities within the Rambam.
But the second possibility makes it a machlokes d'oraisa, not a machlokes derabbanan.
Right, according to the second possibility, nachon, according to the second possibility, the machlokes of Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva is on the level of d'oraisa. But the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yishmael. Nachon. Now, the Rambam, Perek Beis of Hilchos, Evel Halacha Vav. Famous Rambam. Kama chamura mitzvahs Evel. Sharei ha-kohen nidches lo hatuma mipnei kerovav. Kidei she is asik imahen v'yisaber aleihen. Right? The mitzvah of Avelos. The Rambam, by the way, holds that Avelos is a mitzvah min hatayra. There's a big machlokes harishonim. Rambam versus Ramban. Is Avelos, is it a mitzvah d'orais or a mitzvah d'rabbanon? The Rambam holds that Avelos is a mitzvah d'orais. So Zok the Rambam, the mitzvah d'orais of Avelos is quite strict. The proof is that we even relax Tumas Kohanim for the mitzvah of Avelos. Kidei sheyis asek imahen v'yis abel aleihen. Rav Soloveitchik actually in his Shiur in Avelos explained, like just conceptually, the idea over here is that when the person Rachmana Litzlan loses a relative, the person feels like he or she is incomplete. Like that relative who was so much a part of your life is no longer here. Therefore, the person feels like, you know, I'm not a complete individual. The way to demonstrate that in a halachic sort of way is that the kohen who loses a relative feels like, I'm not a complete kohen. And therefore the kohen goes and is metame to show that there's something lacking. Again, this is Rav Soloveitchik drush. No? It's not bad. But the idea basically is that feeling of incompleteness is what's going on, and that's why the Kohen is Metame. The Kohen is Metame, and that shows that Avelos is quite severe. Okay, Ad Kan Divrei HaRambam. The Rambam and the Ravid disagree about whether this mitzvah to become Tame is it true only for male Kohanim, or is it true even for those who are not male Kohanim, which can come in a few different subcategories. Either you are male, not Kohen, or you are female, right? In either way, the Rambam says the mitzvah of Tuma is only a male Kohanim. Ravid jumps up and down, and the Ravid says, no, the mitzvah of Tuma is on everyone. You had a comment?
Yeah. So we were looking up this whole thing, and I don't know. I found this a whole sogya in Kiddushin, saying that a bat kohen and the wife of a kohen, like they don't apply under the same qualifications as a kohen.
A bat kohen and the wife of a kohen might have dinim of kahuna in terms of receiving matnos kahuna, in terms of eating truma, etc. But the iser of tuma is only on the men. That is a pasuk. Emor la kohanim b'nei aharon, says the Gemara, b'nei aharon v'lo b'nos aharon. There's no iser of tuma on a Ashes Kohen or on a or on the daughter of a Kohen, etc. Now, there is a thing that pregnant women don't go to Levayas, and pregnant women don't go to cemeteries. Where does this come from? So this comes from the Shach and the Magen Avraham, both quote from the Sefer HaRokeach. The easiest way to explain it is as follows, that if it's an Ashes Kohen, so the baby inside that woman is halachically a Kohen. If that baby is going to be a boy, so then you might give birth in the middle of a funeral, and then you're bringing a boy Kohen into the world of Tumah. And that's why, right? And the Rokeach basically says, you know what, we'll be makel on an Ashes Kohen Uberes, the Rokeach says, because it's a Svek Sveka. Because maybe the baby's a girl, maybe the baby will be a Nefel. The question, I know one of my Chavrus is from Yeshiva, Rabbi Tani Cohen. He married Rav Shechter's daughter. So when his wife was pregnant, so he asked Rav Shechter, but my wife had a sonogram, and we know that it's a boy. So now what do we do? Right? Because you don't have the Svek Sveka anymore. Now, it could still be that there's no problem of Tumah, because anything that's Balua, the din of Tumah is only stuff outside. A baby that's inside the mother is not going to be Tumah. There's a concern that maybe you'll give birth in the middle of the funeral. Well, that's kind of far-fetched, to use a Yiddish expression. Right? So, okay, I mean, may Iker Hadin, there's no problem with pregnant women going to funerals or going into cemeteries. If you happen to have such a minhag in your family, I get this shayla probably 3-4 times a year. If you have a minhag in your family not to go to the cemetery, so don't go. You don't have a minhag, no reason not to go. That kachnerali. I don't make such a big deal about this. There is a book on halachas of pregnancy and childbirth by a fellow Webster. There's like a whole chapter on this. It's not like that exciting of a topic to me. Okay, fine. Weiter. So the Rambam basically says that there is a mitzvah for a the Rambam says that the mitzvah of avelus is very severe because a kohen becomes tamei, and that show in order to fulfill avelus. And for the Rambam, that din is true only about a male kohen. According to the Ravid, the din of becoming tamei is true even about a female, and even presumably about a non kohen. That there's a mitzvah on the relatives to become tamei. That's what the Ravid says. In all the cases, the basic cheshbin is the same. Again, we don't live in a world where Tumah and Tahara is so relevant, but a person who comes in contact with Tumah, that person feels a little lowered, and the idea is that we want to demonstrate that avelos by feeling lowered. Adkan. So the, hi, Sophia. I didn't say much yet. Hi.
Okay. Why would he think it would apply to non-Kohana
Bechlav,
the Pasuk's only in reference?
So the Pasuk says, again, the Torah writes,
ever, you would have
Havamina
otherwise?
The Gemara, again, in terms of the Pesukim, it's hard to know. The Ravid over here quotes a Gemara in Yevamis, that Ishto Arusa is not, you're not Metame to her, and she's not Metame to you. But an Ishto Nesua is Metame to you. So what does that Gemara mean? So there are two opinions there in Rashi and Yevamis Daf Chav Tes. Does it mean that Ishto Nesua can be Metame? Or does it mean that Ishto Nesua has to be Metame? And what that would mean is that there's some obligation to demonstrate Avelos. The obligation is that you should become Tame Dafka. You're right. The Isser of Tumah is only in Kohanim. But the Chiyuv of Tumah, according to the Ravid, is even on non-Kohanim. Great. So a Kohen is supposed to be Metameh to his relatives. Mitzvah or Rishus. Again, it's a Machlokes Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. The Radvaz over here on this Rambam, the Radvaz asks Akasha, how come the Rambam never counted a mitzvah for the Kohen to become tummy to his relatives? The Rambam gives us a list of Taryag mitzvos, and he never counted this one. That's the Radvaz's question. Radvaz answers, V'yesh lomar, D'lav mitzvos esei shel Torah ka'amar, Ela mitzvos esei midrabanon. D'kre lo mashme ela rishus, that lo yitame ela l'she'ero. But the Rabbanon say that lo yitama is a mitzvah. Shem lo ratza mitamen oso bar karcho. In other words, I think what, again, the Radvaz, excuse me, is saying within the Rambam, that the Rambam does not count the mitzvah for a Kohen to become tamei to his relatives, because it's not a mitzvah min hatayra. It's only a mitzvah midrabbanan. Now, again, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, what's going on over here? Pash, this is, you should paskin like Rabbi Akiva, no? Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro. Whenever Rabbi Akiva disagrees with an individual Tana, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But me'eza sibashihi, now I have two out of the three cases within the Rambam that the Rambam is saying it's dirabbanan. Now, the third case, of la'olam behem ta'avodu is harder to square, because that case actually seems to be a mitzvah, etc. But it could be, again, that that's the type of mitzvah just to maintain the avdus. It's not really a full-fledged mitzvah. But basically, when Tosis asks Akasha, don't we have more than 613 or less than 613? Maybe the answer is that according to the Rambam, the cases in the Gemara are midrabanon. At least two of the three are clearly midrabanon. And the third one doesn't sound like a full-fledged mitzvah anyway. Hello, Eliana.
If it was like a reshit from the Raita, why would the rabbis make it a chova?
Yeah, so the rabbis are making it a chova because the rabbis want people to be involved in the burial of their relatives. So the rabbis come and they say, we want you to be metame, dafka to do it.
What about by sota?
Yeah, so why would the rabbis say it's a chiyuv by sota? So the Keren Ora has an essay where he says something to the effect of, min hatoira kino yezereshos. In other words, really what you're supposed to do is the husband is supposed to quietly, without any eidim, warn his wife. If the husband did not do that, or whatever the reason, should the husband go public? Should the husband bring eidim in, right? We had the conversation at the beginning of the Zman as to whether you need eidim in the sense of eidus l'kiyam hadavar, eidus l'birur hadavar. But should the husband do that, so then already we're talking Rishus or Chova on that next stage. It's not on the idea, even in the world of Kinoi, it's not in the ideal way of doing Kinoi. Even in the non-ideal world, where Kinoi has to come about, right, the better way of doing Kinoi is, right? Okay, so this is, fine, let's go on. Actually, let's talk for 2 minutes about this din in Simin Shin Ayin Gimel, Se'if Gimel. So there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch about the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid is quoted there in Shulchan Aruch about whether non-Kohanim are supposed to be metame to their relatives. And for the Rambam, the din is only a Kohen should be Metame. So Reb Fivel Cohen is a posek in, he now lives in Lakewood, he used to live in Brooklyn. Actually, he's the Kohen I used to do my son's Pidyon HaBen. Whatever, totally random bit of information. But Reb Fivel Cohen in his Sefer Badei HaShulchan raises the following question, that l'chora, no one is fulfilling this mitzvah to become Tame. The way, what emerges, if I would be learning the Gemara straight, I'd say, that there's a mitzvah to become tamei. But the way we package Mason, you should pardon the lugubriousness of this conversation, but the way we package Mason, we put the mace in a coffin, and in Aron, a coffin that has poseach tefach, if there is a tefach between the corpse and the top of it, so all the tumah is contained in that area. If it's tumah ritzutza, if it is squashed down, then the tumah is bokeh ava'ola, tumah goes all the way up and all the way down. But if you have poseach tefach, the tumah is only there. There will be tumah if you bend over the coffin. But if you're just in the same room as a coffin, you're really not tumah. Shh, don't tell anyone. So it's entirely possible that if you carry the coffin, you're tumah.
So,
it's entirely possible that the relatives are not being mekayim this mitzvah of becoming tumah, because the relatives generally are not involved in the actual burial. There are different minhagim and different chevrakot. My niece Tehila always makes fun of me that, like, at every Shabbos and Yontif Meal, I end up speaking about death and, like, I don't know why. It's just, like, whatever. Life of a former rabbi. But some of the Chevra Kaddishas, in particular Eretz Yisrael, don't allow the relatives to carry the Aron. Only the Chevra Kaddisha carries the Aron. That might be against the Halacha, because the relatives are dafka supposed to be metame.
But in Israel, they don't
so in Israel, what they do is they usually carry the coffin. Again, different Chevra Kaddishas are different ways, but it doesn't matter much. In Israel, they bury the mace on a bier, on just a flat thing.
It's like
what?
Just wrapped in a
talis. It's just wrapped in a talis, and they lower it down. But again, if you have to become tameh, there's a mitzvah to become tameh, so you should, like, bend over the mace, or you should carry the mace. You should do something. Standard practice is that the Chevra Kaddisha takes care of all of this stuff, and it could be that you don't actually become tameh. That's one of Reb Feivel Cohen's ha'aros.
Isn't being in the cemetery just...
So being in the cemetery, you become... Lav dafka, just because you're in the cemetery, you tummy. If there's like a tree over you and over the grave, then you're tummy. You're just between two graves. There's a din d'rabbanon tfusas hakever of Dalet Amos. But it could be that there's no tuma min ha'tayra in many cemetery cases as well.
Because
in most cases it's Tuma Durabonon based on Tefusa Sakever. My father is the head of Chevra Kaddisha and Larins, so one time we had a Kohen who wanted to go to the Kavura of his relative, etc. Usually the poskim say you shouldn't go, because, okay, you could be there on the way there, but what about the way back? So that happens the way most cemeteries are built. If you know what you're doing, there are ways actually of kohanim. Again, you have to really know the lay of the land very well, but it is possible. Yeah. Eliana. People like lugubrious topics. Awesome.
The question of, like, why people don't become tummy for relatives, isn't there, like, a general assumption that, like, everyone's tummy?
Yeah, so Reb Feivel Cohen in the Beit Urim, in the Badei HaShulchan quotes, maybe everyone is tummy today, and maybe becoming further tummy doesn't add onto your tumma. So it's not so simple. The Rishonim assume that everyone is tummy. But that's because they lived in a world that people didn't die in hospitals. People died at home. And people used to live in, like, closer-knit communities, and people were in contact with death all the time. I don't want to go around and ask how many people have actually been with a corpse. In our world, it's much less common than it used to be. It's entirely possible that someone was never tummy in our world. It's not so pashut. This is relevant for many shilas. The Shvus Yaakov and his chuvas was meiko concerning shilas of Tumas Kohanim based on the Svek Sveka. Maybe the Kohen isn't a Kohen, and maybe there's no Isser to become further tummy once you're tummy. So both of those Svekos probably don't work. Hello, Ms. Engel. Huh?
I worked here at Everett.
Okay, now. The din that a Kohen is supposed to become Tameh for his relative Does that apply only to a Kohen who is over Bar Mitzvah? What about a Kohen who's a Katan? Plug this in, ladies. You should be... What? So, according to the Ravid, for sure it applies, you're saying, because it applies to everyone, even if it's not a Kohen. Given. Excellent. What about within the Rambam? Would it apply to a Kohen who's a Katan? So it's also for a Kohen who's a Katan to be Mitame. Emar va'amarta, it's also for the father to be Mitame his child who's a Katan. Also, lahazir gedolim al hakatanim. Right? You can't be Mitame your kid who's a Katan. Well, this should depend on machlokes, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. No? If a Kohen becomes Tame because of the mitzvah, no, if there's a mitzvah to become Tame, and right, Lo Yitam is a mitzvah, like Rabbi Akiva says, so a Katan who has no mitzvah, L'chaora, has no heter to become Tame. But if you look like Rabbi Yishmael, that's a Rishos. One could argue that even the Katan has a Rishos. The Pischei Tshuva, the beginning of Shinayin Gimel, has this suffix. The next point to make with respect to the sugya of Kohanim becoming Tamei is a Kohen supposed to become Tamei just Stamazoi? Right, when the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah on the Kohen to be Mechale al Kedushas Kohunaso as part of the Avelos process, does that mean Stamazoi, make yourself Tamei? Or is it only to make yourself Tamei in order to assist in the burial? In other words, you can become Tamei at earlier stages, right? The burial's not going to happen for a while. Is that part of the mitzvah, according to the Rambam? Even the mitzvah d'Rabbanan, like the Radvaz says, whatever it is? Or is the mitzvah only to become Tamei in order to do the kivura? So this is two opinions on the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ayin Gimel Se'if Hei. And there's a machlokas, how I paskin. Do I paskin that a Kohen's allowed to be mitame only l'tzorach kavura, or can a Kohen be mitame even not l'tzorach kavura? The case in the Shulchan Aruch is, can a Kohen be a shomer on his relative? Right? We have a practice. Medina de Gemara, the reason for this practice is that we're worried that like wild animals are going to come and eat the corpse. Today we, without being too morbid about stuff, we have refrigeration. So the animals are not going to come, the corpse won't get all yucky and stuff because the corpse is in the refrigerator. So Me'ikar Din, there's probably no Indian of Shmira today. We still have like a Kabbalistic thing that we don't like to leave the body unattended. So we always do Shmira. We try to always do Shmira as much as possible. Can a Kohen be a shomer for his relative? It's not Mitzorach Kavura. The Shemira is just to show extra respect or right, to kick away the wild animals. Maybe to kick away the wild animals is Litzorech Kavura, because if they consume the body, it won't be able to bury it. Nachon. The Aruch HaShulchan actually writes that he doesn't understand. Shulchan Aruch says that the difference of opinion between whether a Kohen can be Metame on Litzorech Kavura or not is whether a Kohen can be a Shomer. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't understand. The Shomer is Litzorech Kavura also. Right? Because Litzorech Kavura doesn't mean just lowering the body into the grave. Tzorach kavura means anything that's part of the process. Okay, but Shulchan Aruch says this is the... So here's the question. Can a kohen be metame even na letzorech kavura? Okay, that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. And it's not exactly clear how we paskin. The Ramah paskins that a kohen should not be metame. And Nekudas HaKesef says a coin can be Metame Shalom Tzorach Kavura. Okay, be it as it may. This is actually relevant to the Rashi at the beginning, at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom Rashi. When we say La Yitama, so the Gemara is discussing is lo yitama. Is it a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a rishus, not a mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel says, oh, well, the pasuk by the pasuk that says lo yitama means that you are not mitami to the evarim. You can only be mitami for the full corpse, not to the evarim. What are the evarim that we're talking about? So what does Rashi say? What does the Tosas HaRosh say, ladies? You're having too much fun.
Because I was confused what Ever Miachai meant. That her, she is alive.
No.
But it's not that.
She being...
The sister.
The Kohen's sister is alive, but...
But her limb is unattached to her body.
Yes, maybe. Who says that? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that the Kohen cannot be mitame to the Eiver Men Hachai. We paskin that Eiver Men Hachai is also tame. Right? Okay, a corpse is Avi Avos HaToma. Eiver Men Hachai is also mitame a Kohen. No? A Kohen cannot be mitame to Eiver Min Hachai. The mitzvah to be mitame to your relative, according to Rashi, only applies to the full corpse, the full dead relative. But the Kohen cannot be mitame to his brother's finger.
Lav davka,
any other relatives. Lav means... In this context, means all the avivli mola chivla choto, right? Lahi tama for all the relatives. We're assuming it's distributed on the entire pasuk. So the kohen is not allowed to be mitame, says Rashi, to the eiver min hachai of one of his relatives.
A detached body part.
Now here's the question, right? So a kohen can't be mitame to eiver min hachai of his relative. That's given.
Like,
the Aver is cut off.
But he doesn't have a mitzvah of being mitzvah because...
Speak to me?
Alive, so because, maybe if she wasn't alive, then...
Well, no. Well, the Aver, the woman is alive, or the relative is alive, but the relative's finger is not alive because the finger has been severed. So can you be mitzvah to that finger? Zakt Rashi, no, you can't. Rashi understands what the Gemara means is that the Kohen cannot be metame to the Eiver Min Hachai of his relative. Right? A Kohen would become tame with it. Right? It's usher for a Kohen to walk into a room where there's an Eiver Min Hachai, or to walk around and hold an Eiver Min Hachai. But the relative of the person related to the body from whence that finger came cannot be metame to that finger. That's why Rashi learns the Gemara. Is that Frima? How are you?
So then, can we say that the like answer of whether or not he's allowed to be mitame for Eiver Min Hachai is based on whether or not he's allowed to be mitame, not like what's or zero?
Yes, I'm heading in that direction, but you're making an assumption. Do you have to bury an Eiver Min Hachai? Right, let's say someone, Rachmon Litzlan, has to have an amputation. So usually when you have an amputation, it's because the limb is diseased, and the hospital will take the limb and they will incinerate it. They'll burn the limb in the hospital. If you're an Orthodox Jew, and you have to have a limb amputated, do you have to ask the hospital, please give me my leg for me to bury it in the Jewish cemetery?
No.
Huh?
No.
Who says no?
Moshe?
I mean the other one. Reb Moshe says you have to bury the limb. The Noda B'Yehuda says you don't have to bury the limb. The Noda B'Yehuda says that Eiver Min Hachai, there's a din of Tumah. A Kohen can't become tummy to Eiver Min Hachai, but you don't have to bury it. So if you want to incinerate it, kol hakavod. That's a Noda B'Yehuda in Simen Reish Tes. The Noda B'Yehuda is talking about a case that a Kohen had a limb amputated, and the Kohen had a parnasa, that he was a shnur, he was collecting money. So he wanted to walk around with his limb so that people would have rachmanis on him and give him more money. No? Business. Good Jewish brain. Right? So another Yehuda says, you can't do that. It's Simon Reish Test. You should read it inside. Simon Reish Test, another Yehuda. It's like a paragraph and a half. It's a pretty short tshuva. So another Yehuda says, you can't do that because you're being metamic. Well, you know, obviously you have a prosthetic. Right, so you have a prosthetic device, a fake leg, and you want to earn money. So you're like, hey, look at me. I have my... Hey, yeah, tachlis. I'm adding a little bit to the story. You understand. No, the Yehuda says there's no chiv of kavura in Eivar Menachai. The Reb Moshe says there is a chiv of kavura on Eiver Min HaChai. When I plug this in to our sugya, so it ends up in the following direction. According to Rashi, what the Gemara is saying is that a Kohen cannot be metame to Eiver Min HaChai. Now, L'cha'ora, if I accept the opinion in Shulchan Aruch that a Kohen can only be metameh letzorach kavura, so then what would emerge from our Gemara is that there is a chiyuv of kavura on Eiver min hachai, which is what Rav Moshe says. If I accept the other opinion in Shulchan Aruch, so then I have no proof at all from Rashi. Good? There are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. When we say that a Kohen is metameh to a relative, is that the Kohen is metame to the relative letzorach kavura, or is the Kohen metame to the relative even shelo letzorach kavura? The Ramah holds that a Kohen is only metame to the relative letzorach kavura. If that's the case, and then I put Rashi together, and Rashi is saying that the chiddush is that I'm not metame to Eiver Min HaChai, so what that would mean is that there is a tzorach kavura on Eiver Min HaChai. Right? Which is what Rav Moshe said.
Yeah,
or else...
Would that be the opposite?
Yeah.
No. The fact that there's
not allowed to be tummy to the Eiver, that means there is no tzorach for it. Because if there was tzorach...
If there was no tzorach to bury it, so it's a davar pasha that you can't be metame. I don't need a pasuk to tell me I can't be metame. The only reason I need a pasuk to tell me I can't be metame to the Eiver is because there is a chiyuv of kavura.
Yeah,
you have to think this through. Okay, look. Rashi says that the pasuk is teaching me that a kohen is not metame to Eiver Min HaChai. Now, the own meaning, if not for the pasuk, I would think a kohen is metame to Eiver Min HaChai. Well, if I assume a Kohen can only be metame letzorech kavura, and I still have to exclude Eiver Min HaChai, that means that there is a mitzvah of kavura on the Eiver Min HaChai. And that means in our case of the amputation, you have to ask the hospital to give you the leg, to give you the finger to bury. But an interesting suffix, I remember as a kid. Should I say it? Say it. I don't care. I must have been 6 years old. And a kid who lived down the block was somehow, I'm not exactly sure what he was doing, but he ended up with his finger being cut off. And he had to go to the hospital to reattach his finger. Right? You ever heard of cases like this?
Mm-hmm.
They reattach fingers. Let's say you're a Kohen and your finger is cut off. Are you allowed to hold your own finger to go to the hospital to have the finger reattached? You ever thought about the shayla? It's good if you didn't.
Ask him like the rabbi and have a...
Also, don't hold your finger. You should wrap it up twice and put it in freezer.
No,
that's
not the ice.
That's not the ice.
No, but you get the mom on the child.
So the kid's mother... the kid's mother can carry it to the hospital, but the Kohen is not allowed to be in the same room as the Eivar Min HaChai, so you can't have the finger reattached to the Kohen.
Was this kid a Kohen?
No, the kid wasn't. But I just remember. The kid was named... I remember the kid. His name was Mendy. Mendy Herson. Whatever. That was the kid. What?
Did you record that?
He's a Rebbe in Chabad now. Whatever. What? Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's probably
really
Chabad.
This is a... So that's the basic story. That's the basic story.
What's the answer?
In that case? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that once the finger is reattached, Igloi Milsala Mafreya, that it was never severed.
What if there's a suffix if it will work, like the blood flow or something?
Right, so if there's a suffix, right, so let's say there's a lack of blood flow to the finger, is that considered Eivar Min HaChai? That's your question?
No, like it's you're not sure if the reattachment will work or not.
So it's a suffix d'oraisa.
Yeah.
Again, in the world of Lumdis, we end up with strange conclusions. Yes.
Did we discuss, like, what if someone's limb came off and it's not the whole, like, but the person's
okay.
Not alive anymore? It's not Eivar Min HaChai.
So Eivar Min HaMeis is also Tameh, and you have to bury the Eivar Min HaMeis as well. Sometimes Rachman Latzlan in. Terrorist attacks or whatever. So the body is blown up. You have to bury all parts of the body. You have to bury every bit of blood. This organization in Israel, Zaka, they collect body parts. That's what they do.
Could a Kohen be tempted those body parts if that's all that there is? Like, that's the whole...
So the din is that a Kohen's only allowed to be metame to his relative when the relative is shalem. Not when the relative is chaser. What's considered a relative who is chaser is a whole discussion in poskim.
Even
according to Rabbi Akiva, a kohen is matami to his relative, but that's only kishahu shalem, not kishahu chaser, meaning only when the complete body of the relative is there. Rav Salvechik used to paskin that if an autopsy was done, should I do this? There are different types of autopsies.
What's up?
we're not going to do this. We're going to leave this one, okay? This is, you. If you're interested, look it up. There are different types of autopsies. Adkan, Abigail. But the Rav Paskin, that when there was an autopsy, the coin can't be metamic to the relative. Okay.
The way we got to that Rashi is because Rabbi Shmuel basically said that I don't hold... Lights might mean that it's a chovah to
right.
Be metamic for the sister, so I use that pasuk to mean something else.
Use the pasuk to say that Kohen cannot be metamic to the Eivar, which means Eivar Min HaChai, according to Rashi.
But let's say it's not Eivar Min HaChai, it's just Eivar Rav.
Eivar from a mace.
Right? Why would Rabbi Kiva hold of the body of Mishalim?
So... Again, a Kohen cannot. There's a pasuk that we chazal dash, and that Kohen can only be metamei to his relative when it's shalem, not when it's chaser. Yeah.
So then, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't need this pasuk to teach that, unless it's actually only teaching about Eivar Min HaChai.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because if it's Eivar Min HaMeis, you can't be metamei anyway, because it's not shalem.
Right.
That's very interesting. That's really very interesting. That's good, Abigail. Now, what you're asking is a kasha. The Tosfos HaRosh argues on Rashi, right?
But then it doesn't make sense.
But it doesn't make sense. If you're only metame to Shalem, right, so then you don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're not metame to the Eivar Min HaMeis, because by definition it's not Shalem. That's a very good ha'ara. That's really very good. I have to process that. Yeshu Kalach. Okay. Let's just do... the bottom Tosis and the Maharsha. Can people stay 5 more minutes? 7 minutes? Okay. I think we go until 8:15 officially, right? No idea. Doesn't matter. Fine. Zok Tosis. Lo Yitama is a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's a mitzvah to be mitame. L'may nafgamina. Who cares if it's a mitzvah or a shos? Tosis is bothered by this question. Nafgamina, Tosis says, osek b'mitzvah. Kedamim perek meshuach mochama. There's a din that osek b'mitzvah is potter min hamitzvah. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you are osek b'mitzvah, therefore you're exempt from other mitzvahs as well. The other nafkamin Tosas says is that if it's a mitzvah, we force you to become tamei. And he quotes a gemara in Zvachim about Yosef HaKohen that they forced him to become tamei in Erev Pesach, even though it meant he wasn't makar v'karmen Pesach. Adkan. Okay, so Tosas says that lo yitama is a mitzvah, and therefore osek b'mitzvah is pater min hamitzvah.
And the pater min hamitzvah is that he can't get
that he won't. He'll be exempt from other mitzvahs. He'll be exempt from giving tzedakah, from davening, whatever mitzvah you have, you're exempt from. Now, a few problems. First of all, you should be exempt from all mitzvahs anyway because you're an onein. Between the misa and the kavura, you're not allowed to do mitzvah. So that's a strong question. Rabbi Yashiv, in his notes here on Sota, asks that question. But I want to talk about the Maharsha. The Maharsha over here comments. If the case would be that there is no one else to be osek in this mace besides that one relative who's a kohen, so it's a mace mitzvah, and of course everyone would say that you're metame. So obviously, the case is that there are other people who are osek in the mace. In other words, someone else is going to bury the body, even though the relative won't bury the body. So frekt the Maharsha, so why should you be mitame yourself? Why on earth should the kohen go and be mitame himself to bury the relative if the relative will get buried anyway? Right? The case has to be that the relative will get buried anyway. Because if there's no one else, it's going to be a meis mitzvah. Elamai, there are other people. So if there are other people, why would the Kohen be metame? So, the Maharsha says, you know what? Really, the Kohen doesn't have to be metame. He's not chayiv to do it. But if the Kohen decides to be metame to his relative, he gets points and will say, Osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, despite the fact that this is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Okay? I'm just saying the Maharsha. Again, let's say the Maharsha again. The Maharsha says that obviously the case has to be that there are other people who are here to be metame, or are here to do the kavura on this mace. If there are other people here to do the kavura on the mace, why would the Kohen do it? Why would the Kohen be metame himself? Someone else would bury the body. Elamai, says the Maharsha, you're right. The Kohen doesn't have to be metame himself. But if the Kohen decides to be metame himself, so Rabbi Yishmael says it's a reshos, and we do not say osek b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. But Rabbi Akiva says, if I decide to be metame myself, then it's a mitzvah, and I'll say, osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, even though it is a mitzvah kiyumis, not chiyuvis. I don't have to do the mitzvah. Someone else will bury the mace anyway. I decide out of the goodness of my heart, the kohen decides to be involved in burying his relative. It's still considered a mitzvah, the Maharsha understands Tosas as saying. And therefore, I'm going to say, Osek b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah, even though it is a mitzvah kiyumis, not chiyuvis. That's what emerges from this Maharsha. Maybe no Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. Let's say a person is going to do some mitzvah, so the sugya's in sukkah, right? The person is going to meet his relative, to meet his parents. Kibarav, she's going to meet her parents. She's exempt from sukkah. He's exempt from sukkah because osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. Do I say that on a mitzvah that I don't have to do? So the Sefer Emek Beracha The Emet Baruch is Rav Arye Permarchik. He was a student of both the Chazonish and the Brisker Rav. He argues, it's on page 87 in the Emek Bracha, he says, you know what, I have a raya that even by a mitzvah kiyumis, we say, osei b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. The Gemara in Sukkah has a case that somebody is going to meet his Rebbe on Yom Tov. So zok the Gemara, osei b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. Now, meeting your Rebbe, right, is a mitzvah midrabanan. No, the Navi, Elisha, right, says Madua Basem Ayai Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos, etc. Right, it's a pasuk in Malachim. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's not a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Do I say Osek b'mitzvah d'rabbanan is pater from mitzvah min ha-Torah? So the Emek Bracha says we wouldn't say Osek b'mitzvah d'rabbanan is pater from a mitzvah min ha-Torah. However, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to go meet your Rebbe on Yom Tov. But if you do it, you get points. And you see that Osei B'mitzvah Kiyumis is Pater Min HaMitzvah. Similarly, the Gemara tells me that Kosvei Stam, if you're a cipher to write Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs, you're Pater from Mitzvahs. Osei B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Do you have an obligation to write Tefillah and Mezuzahs?
No.
No. Right? Let some other sofer do it. You don't have an obligation. If you do it, you got a mitzvah. You see that Osek b'mitzvah kiyumis is pater from a mitzvah. That's what the Emek Bracha says. Beautiful. The Mishkanus Yankiv. The Mishkanus Yaakov was the rabbi of Karlin. He was a litva. He was a misnagid. It's like the worst job on the planet, no? To be the misnagid rabbi of the town of Karlin. Whatever. Okay, think about it. So the Mishnah Yaakov in the Tshuva says that we're not going to say Osek by mitzvah kiyumis is pater from a mitzvah. And he says, you know what my raya is? The Rambam never quotes the din of Kosve Stam being pater from doing mitzvahs. That halacha, that if you're writing Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs, you're exempt from doing mitzvahs, it's in the Gemara, but Maimonides omits it. Says the Mishkanus Yankiv, the fact that the Rambam omits it shows that the Rambam holds that a mitzvah kiyumis is not enough for osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. This Tosus, as understood by the Maharsha, would say against the Mishkanus Yaakov, would say like the Emek Bracha, the osek by mitzvah kiyumis is pater min ha-mitzvah. Sounds good, ladies? Hey, we should have a joyous and festive Sabbath. And all things like that. Yashikai, thank you for listening.